a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Mr. Manny says this is the perfect spot to come in, and so I have. There we are, hour number two. And Manny's right. That's the perfect place right there to come in and take over. Second hour underway here of the Midnight Rider. It's open lines. We've been talking about Jerome Corsi. We've talked about Katrina a little bit, and our number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Whatever you want to talk about is fair game tonight. I want to play you this ad from Tom Tancredo. More of this fear nonsense. I mean, this is literally insane. Take a quick listen to this.
Hi, I'm Tom Tancredo, and I approve this message because someone needs to say it.
There are consequences to open borders beyond the 20 million aliens who've come to take our jobs. Islamic terrorists now freely roam U.S. soil. Jihadists who froth with hate dare to do as they have in London, Spain, Russia. The price we pay for spineless politicians who refuse to defend our borders against those who come to kill.
And at the end there is just Tancredo before it's too late. Yeah, thanks there, Tom. Again, you know, running with this whole false war on terror crap. I mean, you know, look, it's been 6 years since 9/11. Don't you think if there were people with these suitcase nukes and dirty bombs coming over, I mean, they would be blowing them up all over the place? Well, I hadn't thought about that. Homeland Security doing a good job. Homeland Security can't find their way out of a paper bag. I mean, how many of these threats did they put out that they come back in there are literally, well, there's no credibility to that. We put it out, though, just to be safe, and we wanted to mobilize everybody. Well, I'll scare the hell out of you. And we're out there. We're just doing everything we can to fight terrorism and all that right here. That's what we're doing. Scare the hell out of you. So more of that little prattle. And here's the same guy. Sets and talks about wide open borders, yet denies that the North American Union exists. I mean, I sit and listen to him for 30 minutes talking about how a security and prosperity partnership between the United States, Canada, and Mexico is a great thing. We should all be singing Kumbaya together in at least three different languages and have it all work out just dandy. No wonder this guy didn't get any traction. All bluster and no luster. I mean, just my gosh. When we come back on the other side, we'll play you this Glenn Beck clip. This will set you off. This will set you off. If you've not heard this thing, oh, man. It got my hackles up for sure. And we'll get into that when we come back in just a couple of minutes here. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider right here in the middle of the night on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Midnight Rider. All right. Right into this clip, it's Glenn Beck. He's talking with David Horowitz, this freaking commie-turned a conservative. What a switch. And the great, or the grandson of Winston Churchill. This clip is sickening. Thank God the children are asleep. If they're not, put them to bed now. Here we go. Like I said, hang on. Yeah, now we don't want to run. Now we don't want to run. I've had this all night with this computer. It doesn't want to run. All right. I'll try to get the clip loaded here just as quick as we can here. And see how fast we can get it to load up for us here. But it's absolutely amazing. Wonders never cease, and as soon as I roll it, I have it set, ready to go, and it does its number on me. But we'll get the clip here in just a couple minutes, and not we'll do it at the bottom of the hour. Bush says the dollar is going to go up in flames. Yeah, definitely, man. It is definitely hammer time on the computer here. Dollar's going to go up. We've got strong fundamentals in our economy, great underpinnings, growing economy. Well, that's not what I'm hearing. Strong. The inventories are starting to rise. And they're talking about the possibility of the fourth quarter, this quarter, being a quarter of either no growth or negative growth. This economy, our economy is in serious bad shape. Wicked shape. You've got this the subprime loan bust, probably going to top out at between $300 and $400 billion. Granted, our exports, we're going to sell more exports. But when people here at home are going to have more trouble buying their food and just doing the basics. And we're already seeing that now. And part and parcel of that is this subprime crash where, yeah, there were adjustable rate mortgages and they went up, but people's wages have gone down. Now they make it look like with its inflation, their inflation numbers that they've kept at 2%, that for some reason these people are a bunch of deadbeats and shouldn't have had the loans in the first place. Problem is the inflation on things that people buy every day, like gas and food and energy for their home, it's skyrocketed. Food prices have risen higher in the last 14 years, right now. Food prices have never gone up this much. In a short space of time, and then they have in the last 14 years, and this year especially. I mean, I never dreamed that you'd walk into a store and pay $4 for a gallon of milk, or $1.50 for the cheap bread. And I mean, you walk into a store, and I mean, you can get a little bit, maybe enough for two or three meals, and you've smoked $100. Pretty easy. I mean, pretty easy. And it ain't going to get better. It's just going to continue to get worse and worse and worse. And this fiat currency is going to continue to crumble. It's going to continue to fall apart. The government is going to continue to spend money it doesn't have, which means more gets printed, which drives inflation up even further. Meaning your dollar continues to buy less. Now, you're probably saying, well, I listen to RBN all the time. I know what's up. Why do you keep talking about this? Because there are new people all the time that are coming here, and they're getting information. And it's important that they understand what's going on, because their very lives, just like ours, depend on it. People don't understand that this economy is about ready to implode, that the dollar is about to go bye-bye. China, with $1.43 trillion of our money, our debt, they hold 40% of our foreign debt. We've got a foreign debt of over $2.7 trillion. 30 years ago, this country was the largest creditor nation in the world. Today, we're the largest debtor nation in the world. We can't pay it back. Everything in this country is for sale to the highest bidder. You want a highway? Hey, put the money down. It's yours. Yeah, you can put toll roads up on it. That's fine. Would you give us a cut to make it look good? Yeah, okay, it's for the children. Right, you betcha. And a lot of people are going to sit and continue to think things are dandy, even sit there in the face that their money buys them less, that you can't get your kids' school clothes, you can't buy them the things that they need. And there's going to be a portion of people that are just going to go along thinking everything is hunky-dory and is fine. And it is not. And it's our job to inform them. It's our job to alert them. And that's why I'm so appreciative of the fact we've got micro-broadcasters carrying these programs, carrying this show, carrying other programs here on the Republic Broadcasting Network and other Patriot programs that are out there. My God, micro puts it right into the community. Folks, we got to get these up. We got to get them up everywhere. That's how we turn the tide. That's how we start taking our country back. Is we have to play in the same yard the big boys are playing in. We can't afford to buy in. We can't afford to go buying our own satellites and installing equipment in radio stations like what they used to do to get people to go to satellite off of telephone lines years ago. We don't have the ability to do that. So we have to rely on people like you out there that realize the need of informing their community and helping to wake their community up to what's going on. So, man, if you've been thinking about putting a micro up, it's go time. You need to start looking at it and putting your pennies together and figuring it all out. And I know, look, I know a lot of people are being nickel and dimed to give to Ron Paul, do this, do that. Just, you know, it's incredible the amount of money that it takes to fund a revolution, for lack of a better term. And I think in many ways it is a revolution, because minds are starting to change. That in itself is a revolution. That the people's minds and their lives are changed because of this. My job is not to scare. My job is to inform. And maybe through a little bit of entertainment thrown in, people get the idea that some of this stuff is pretty damn absurd. And the thing is, we have to learn that we have to work together. We've got the infrastructure here to get the broadcast to you. We just need outlets. We need outlets. I mean, we need them up and running. So this information will go out. Look, I'm telling you, get us 1,000, 1,500 micros up across this state, this country, and we will be right in the front yard with these guys. And we can take the fight right to them and smack them around every day. I mean, it's huge, huge, huge. Our very survival depends on what we do, not in the coming years, but in the coming months. And I'm not trying to fearmonger. I'm not trying to scare people, but these people are this elite, the pond scum that claim to be our leaders are moving at a breakneck pace now, because we've hit them, we've hurt them, we've slowed them down, and they're reacting and they're changing their tactics and they're moving faster. They've got the demise of this country wired 8 ways to Sunday. They could pull the economy, martial law with another false flag terror attack, another natural disaster such as Katrina that had a little bit of help. Attack Iran, start World War III. I mean, there's so many different ways that they can bring this country crashing down, not to mention blowing up the economy and the dollar. I mean, they've thought this out. They've been doing a little planning. And we are behind the curve, the vast majority of us. We're late to the party. Man, I wish I'd have been here on time. Back with more in just a minute. This is the Midnight Rider. right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, 800-313-9443 is the number if you'd like to join us. 800-313-9443. Let's go to Scott in Arizona. Welcome aboard to the Midnight Rider. You're on, sir.
Mike, hey, how you doing?
Doing good. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Look, I appreciate everything you do, and you honestly, you sound a little bit down tonight.
No, I'm feeling pretty frisky, actually.
Are you?
Oh yeah, I mean, I think I've probably contained myself more than anything else, but I'm feeling frisky and spry.
All right, so you're not down.
No.
Okay, good. Look, there are a lot of patriots out here that love RBN and love what you're doing.
And now the butt.
No, there is no butt.
Okay, good, 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 good.
There are others that might not like some of your content.
Yeah.
Have you come in contact with those others?
A few. And, you know, I do what I do, they do what they do. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we can, the way I look at this is, you know, we can agree to disagree. The fight's bigger than the fussing and fighting nonsense.
Right.
You know, and I try not to get drug into it. Occasionally I do.
Of course.
But the way I look at it is, hey, we can agree to disagree. Let's fight the good fight. At the end of the day, we'll sit down and have a beer and talk about it and tell stories.
Exactly. Now, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You had a wound
mm-hmm.
that didn't heal.
Right.
Correct?
Yep.
I missed everything about that, but can you tell me where that wound was and what happened?
It was on my leg. It originally started out as just a little itty-bitty kind of like a pimple, and I just kind of came across it by accident when I just kind of scratched my leg, and then about a week later, I noticed it not healing up. And this was back in March, and so I went to the hospital for 4 days. After one night, I woke up and was just in screaming pain. I haven't cried in years, and believe me, I bawled like a baby that night. Just from the pain, and came out. They gave me a lot of the antibiotics and stuff, and it just never really got rid of it. And I've been taking the inner food and things like that for quite a while, which helped build my immune system. And finally, it just overcame the immune system again. And this time, I let it go a little longer than I should have. I knew what was going on. I was trying to make it to a certain date so I wouldn't have to kind of screw things up as far as, you know, what I was doing. Friday night, it was literally the four times the normal size of my leg, and it was about halfway up my thigh. And at that point, I thought, okay, now you've got to do something. This is serious. And so at that point, I went into the hospital and had them take care of it.
Okay. It started as a size of a pimple?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, as I'm talking about this, I'm hearing the same type of story from people all over the place. Fortunately for me, this is not MRSA. This is treatable with penicillin-type drugs, where MRSA is not. And that's the stuff that's killing people right and left.
Okay. I mean, this wasn't a big wound.
No, it started out small and then just got bigger. And then the next thing you know, the leg is extremely red and swelling up. You've got fluid leaking out all over the place. And, you're trying to take care of it like it's like you normally would, you know, a little wound. You're bandaging it. You're washing it. You're doing all the right stuff. But, man, once this thing gets going, it flat moves. I spent some time at the CDC website, and they're a CD group of folks. But they are literally, with this staph infection stuff, they've got this stuff broken out into regions. California has a type of staph infection that's different than other parts of the country.
Where are you?
I'm in Oklahoma.
Well, I'm in Arizona.
Yeah.
So, well, man, I'll tell you what. I have a bad cut, and I'm because of last night, I'm paranoid about everything.
Well, if nothing else, you know, go into a doctor and have it cultured. I mean, that's what they did with mine this last time.
Guess what, Mike?
What?
I'm old school.
Well, I understand that, too. I don't like to go to the doctor at all. I hate going to the doctor.
I'm
going to
wait. What were the signs?
Fever. You get hit with a fever and cold chills.
Okay.
And then you'll start sweating just like a stuck hog. And
right.
and then you'll see that leg start to swell up, and then you'll know it's high time you do something about it. But a lot of people, you know, we're talking last night, the silver is good for this kind of stuff.
Yep.
You can make it. I think I'm going to build one of the machines this weekend. And start making my own silver as opposed to having to go out and buy it because it's expensive stuff. And usually, you know, they charge you a lot, and the bottle's not very big, and it doesn't last very long.
Right.
And it's just a matter of just keeping yourself, you know, eat decent. Keep the thing, above all, keep the thing clean.
I will do that.
Yeah, keep it as clean as you possibly can. Because,
actually, on my wrist, on the upside.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I talked with a guy earlier tonight who had MRSA last year on his finger. And that wasn't a very nice proposition
wow.
either. Yeah, Scott, appreciate the call. We got to run to a break.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, you're welcome. Back with more on the other side. We got this Ron Paul clip, and it's going to work right here. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Final half hour of the Midnight Rider for this Wednesday night, the 14th of November 2007. So glad you're with us. Real quick, I want to say hello to everybody listening on the internet, on RBN, and on True Tenor Radio as well, where this program is being simulcast as it is every night. Also, everybody listening on KU Satellite. I know we got listeners out there doing it that way, pulling it down off the Big Bird, 22,000 miles above the surface of the Earth. A huge footprint across North America. And again, to all you folks listening on low-power FM stations across the country, a huge word of thanks to everybody who run these stations and put them up. Your efforts are huge, and they are not taken for granted. I appreciate what you do greatly. And you guys are huge, and you're super patriots in my mind, and you're superheroes in the fact that you've got these things up and running. Okay, here's the clip. Glenn Beck talking about Ron Paul and domestic terrorism.
In our armed forces. You know, I was thinking this morning, when you enlist in the military, you have to take an oath that says you're going to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. On this program, we talk a lot about the foreign threats. Maybe tonight we should spend some time on the growing domestic one. It's easy to sit back and watch television and complain that our politicians aren't listening to us, that they're lying to us about the border, about out-of-control spending, or their apparent relentless quest to hand our country over to special interests. It feels, at least to me, like our leaders reflect an America that most of us don't even recognize. Well, here's the point tonight. While our foreign enemies are the obvious ones, the physical threat may be developing domestically as well. And here's how I got there. As I told you last week, Ron Paul raised over $4 million in one day. That's huge news. His supporters raised the cash on November the 5th to commemorate Guy Fawkes. This guy was a British terrorist who tried to overthrow the government by blowing up Parliament and killing everybody in it. Paul's supporters called the donations, and I'm quoting, a money bomb. Fox was caught the very last minute, some say with his hand on a torch about to light the gunpowder under Parliament. Now, the vast majority of Paul's supporters take this little metaphor the way it's intended, as a rallying cry to create a dramatic political shift. It's really not the way I would go, you know, tying my movement in with a historical terrorist attack, especially in post 9/11 America. But hey, you know, I'm a libertarian at heart. I get it. You raise money however you want, as long as you're not blowing other people up. But America, here's what you need to know tonight. Ron Paul's supporters are tapping into something that's very real. It's something that I've talked about on this program for a very long time. The rising tide of disenfranchisement in this country. And it's coming from all sides of the political spectrum. If that feeling of disenfranchisement leads to political discussion, then our system works perfectly. But if fringe elements take that disenfranchisement and turn it into violence, we endanger the freedoms we're supposedly all fighting for. David Horowitz is the author of Indoctrination U, The Left's War Against Academic Freedom, and Jonathan Sands. He is a writer and founder of Churchill's Britain. He is also the great grandson of Sir Winston Churchill. Jonathan and David, it's good to have you here. Jonathan, let me start with you. Guy Hawks, or Fox, as I understand it, he is basically an old timey Timothy McVeigh.
Sorry, say that again.
He is England's version in the 1600s of Timothy McVeigh, except his bomb didn't work. He's a terrorist,
yes.
Is he not?
Yes, he was a terrorist, very much so. He had a very clear set of views. He was a Catholic and wanted to return Britain to a Catholic realm. And he was backed by the Pope in Rome to blow up Parliament, blow up James I and his government,
okay,
and overthrow and then have a Catholic king reinstated.
All right. Now, one of his big things, and I think this is where it ties into today, one of his big things was he felt that nobody was listening to him, that the government wouldn't respond. We felt that way, and that's why we disbanded from from Great Britain in the 1700s as well, because we felt like the king wasn't listening to us. Do you sense at all that this is the same kind of thing that is going on in Great Britain and in America right now?
Yes, this is a problem that we are facing at the moment in Great Britain, certainly, and also in America. We have governments that are promising an awful lot of things for the voters, but they aren't delivering on them. But nobody is actually asking the people, what do you actually want? What is it in education that you want? What is it in life that you actually want? Nobody cares.
Well, David, let me go to you, because you were a Marxist in the 60s. You were a radical. You were a guy that was exactly the opposite of where you are now. Winston Churchill, I believe, said that, you know, when you grow up, you need to get some common sense. Is this the same kind of thing, or is this worse than what it was in the 60s with the radicals then?
Oh, I think it's much worse. So first of all, when asked, my parents were communists, and they were part of a vast conspiracy that was orchestrated from Moscow and wanted America to lose the Cold War. We have a lot of people in this country who think that we're the enemy. And a lot of them are drawn from the ranks of the old left and the new left, the secular left. But to them has been added a, you know, a whole new constituency of Muslim radicals, of which there are many in this country and in our campuses. And then the Democratic Party leaders, out of a very short-sighted desire for political advantage, have defected from a war that they all supported, and have denigrated the mission of this war and fueled the the fires you call disenfranchisement.
Let me take it back the other way though, David. It's not just the left this time. It's also the right. I mean, Ron Paul supporters are also the right, and that's from people saying, you know what? Bush has really not told us the truth, not told the American people the truth on government spending, on the border, and even when it comes to the war, you didn't tell us that we are in the fight of our life. You told us to go shopping.
Well, but he did say it's going to be a long war. You're right. There's a strain of isolationism and anarchy in the American tradition, which Ron Paul is tapping into. I think it's very significant that he chose Guy Fawkes as an image. Libertarian websites, which are indistinguishable from the anti-American left these days,
yeah.
LouRockwell.com and others like that. They are totally in bed with the Islamo-fascists and have turned against this country.
Jonathan, I met you, I think a couple of weeks ago, and we had a conversation. You are as concerned about your country as we are here in America on ours. You're seeing that it's being sold out as well, that it's there's something beneath the surface that is just washing everything away.
Glenn, we have had an agreement in this country for many years now that if our allies in America go to war, that we will join you in that battle. I believe David is completely right in what he is saying, that when George Bush stood up and actually said that we were going to go to war against terrorists, and when Tony Blair stood up and said the same thing, both our countries, both our peoples and our governments were behind those two leaders. In this country at the moment, we are now looking at a backlash where everybody is saying, oh, we've got to get out of Iraq now, and we can't look at Iran and everything like that. There's a total loss of traditional values in this country for continuing and finishing what we start.
Okay.
Once you've begun something, you've got to stop it.
Jonathan, thank you very much. David, I'd love to have you on the radio program and talk about your history.
Yeah, I'm sure you make us all want to yak. Okay. Oh, this stuff just burns me up. First off, I've not advocated in violence. Nobody that I know of is advocating violence. I mean, this is all these people have, folks, to try to refute us and to make us look dumb in the eyes of the American people. Oh, wow, they selected a guy on their big fundraising day that was a terrorist. Hey, one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter, folks. And he goes into the American Revolution, talks about how we had a disagreement with the English government. Folks, we took up arms. Were we terrorists, Glenn? Was George Washington a terrorist, Glenn? Well, of course, hey, according to the federal government, he darn sure was. That's in all the new little FEMA training camp manuals and all that good stuff. You know, the problem is these people cannot come to the realization that their paradigm is busted, it's weak, people aren't buying it anymore. It's not evil Democrats on one side, good Republicans on the other, and vice versa, depending on your point of view, that are causing the good and the evil in this country. And you are right, Glenn. Our country has been sold out. But it's not been sold out by people that want to see Ron Paul elected. It's been sold out by the very people that you pander to on a daily basis. It's time you start getting your own frickin' facts straight, my friend. Oh, yeah, you'll talk about how terrible things are on the border, how there's a war going on down there. But let's get it straight. These people don't want to close the border because they want more and more illegals in here to drive the wages down further. They offer incentives to companies to leave the country and locate elsewhere, Glenn. Oh, it's so terrible, you know, how we start a war and we need to finish said war. Regardless of the fact it's all based on lies, we need to be there to just to beat the stuffing out of the Iraqi people that we've just keep killing them until there's no more. Then we're done. We can come home. Oh, well, but we'll have another country because it's a long war. And we must realize that and we must accept it and we must give everything away to fight the war. Because we're allies. Yes, that's right. Lie together, the whole nine yards. That's fine. Go ahead. It's dangerous. Oh, this is so dangerous now. Oh, yeah, the idea of thought and ideas blows their mind. And the fact that it comes from all walks of life, all types of the political spectrum, that people are waking up. Go to an event that somebody puts on. Go to a conference just one time and meet the diverse group of people that will show up. I mean, you'll have everything from Mercedes to Beaters showing up there in the parking lot. And these people get together and they are one because they're interested in the truth and they're interested in getting their country back. But your whole premise is weak, that because somebody selected Guy Fawkes as a piece of inspiration. Because again, one man's terrorist is another man's freedom and fire. He was fighting against Catholics being oppressed in England. He was backed by the Vatican, by the Pope. Somebody dropped dime on him and he got caught. Same thing happened to William Wallace. Here he is. He's fighting the good fight. Somebody sets him up. Fighting for freedom. Our founding fathers went to war over a 10% tax. And what are they going to say about us on December 16th with this Tea Party 07? Is that a terrorist event? Oh my God, they're dumping tea into the harbor. You know, what are they going to say then? Well, they're reenacting the throwing of the tea into the harbor, which was a terrorist act by the colonists to let the English know they were not about to pay the tax. It was wrong for them to do that. They should have sat down and had some meetings and some discussions, some focus groups, and set up some committees. Well, when you have no representation, what do you do? There are no committees. There are no task force to set up. But interestingly enough is the timing of all of this, is because you've got hearings now taking place in Washington regarding domestic terrorism, and now they're starting to link people with their 9/11 truthers. Ooh, they're part of this domestic terrorism. Oh, my God. And we told you this was going to happen. This bill is a beeline for it. I mean, they're moving this stuff so fast, it's making our head spin. The hate crimes bill that has passed both houses has yet to be signed by Bush. Supposed to go to Senate conferees. We got to start burning up the phone lines on that and tell them, boys, you better table this thing and you better get rid of it. I mean, it's time, you know, folks, we get militant in how we deal with these folks. Say, you don't do it our way, it's the highway, baby, and you ain't coming back. Laugh it up, live it up, kid, because come election day, you going home. These people are not to be revered. These people are not to be looked up. They're a bunch of skanks and scum who've sold their country out for little baubles and trinkets so they can keep their cushy little job. Being in Congress today is not about serving your country. It's a career move. Have it all plotted out. Start out local, go to state, go into the big D.C., and who knows, might come back to be governor, go to senator. And maybe one day, if I play my cards right, meet the right people, stay out of trouble, don't let anybody know about my mistresses, I could be the president of the United States. Whoa, man. Who'd have thunk that? I mean, we get political science degrees. What, for something where you're supposed to serve your nation as a citizen, not where you set it up as a career? And you stay there. It's turned out to be quite a great little scam, hasn't it? Just like so many other pieces that have been put in front of us as a great and noble thing and great and noble people. Back in a minute with a final segment. This is the Midnight Rider.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
You know, know, when you sow the wind, you're going to reap a whirlwind, and that's what's fixing to come down the pike for many of these people in Congress. Here's the plan, and this is what needs to happen. We do need to get Ron Paul elected. The message is the most important thing, and I will stand by that. But Ron Paul needs to be our next president. And then when that happens, we need to tell these critters in Congress, say, look, here's the deal. You don't do the things that you're supposed to do. You go home, period. End of story. Here's your last chance. We will boot all 435 of you congressmen right off the bat. We will send you home. We will make it our mission to make your lives living hell. Every time you turn up at a town meeting, whatever you do, you will be confronted and you will be asked the hard questions. Your lives will be miserable to the point that you don't want to participate any longer. You'll take your great little pension and you'll leave. Or we're going to vote you out. And then we start putting people in. We start getting rid of senators every 2 years. Ron Paul is just a start, folks. Whether he's elected or not, he is a start. He's a start to Americans taking back the process. And that's what we have to understand. Look, we can restore our country to what it's supposed to be constitutionally, with or without Ron Paul. Ron Paul makes it so much more possible, so much more doable, easier to do. But the thing is once it's done, we can't all just expect to go back to the way it was and be totally asleep again. We've got to remain awake and keep an eye on what's going on. And we've got to pass that down to future generations to stay awake. This is what happens when you don't pay attention. When you accept somebody else's word for everything that you're told and expected to believe. That you're to doubt everything, that you're to verify everything. That the only thing you have is a man and his word, and if he breaks the word, you don't deal with him anymore. That's how it works. And we've got to instill that in our kids and in our grandkids. This is how we start the whole process of taking the country back. It's not just holding up some picket signs saying, give us back our country. It's more than that. Freedom starts within. It starts within the individual. And then you start spreading those ideas to your family and to your neighbors and your friends and the people you work with and all of that. And it steamrolls. And it builds and builds and builds. That's how it works. We get micros up all over the country to start beaming out the message of liberty and freedom. The Ron Paul message. Liberty, freedom, Constitution. Stay out of other people's business. That's how we do it. That's how we take our country back. Without a shot being fired. Or we can sit here and piddle around until finally one day somebody goes too far. And we have no choice but to take up arms. And a lot of people die. A lot of people suffer. And a lot of people starve. The choice is ours to do it now or later. Either way, it's coming. I prefer this course for now. It's an information battle. And this network, other networks like it, is an information missile. We just need missile launchers. That's it for the show tonight. Hey, I love every one of you. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. See you back here tomorrow night. God bless everybody.